Chapter 11. Arts. Wales, Land of Song. Wales is known as the Land of Song, and it has got many Welsh male choirs. These originated in the 19th century during the Industrial Revolution and are an important part of Welsh culture and identity. Today, there are over 100 male choirs in Wales. The industrial workforce in Wales came from the working class, and most of the workers were men. They worked long hours in the ports, mines or railways, and they often organised themselves into a local choir within their workplace. The choir was a way for them to relax after a hard day's work. It gave these hard-working men a sense of identity and pride, and a unique chance to see other places in Wales and England, because choirs often competed against each other. The choir sang mainly traditional Welsh songs and hymns, but sometimes light opera or popular modern songs. The songs were often accompanied by the triple harp, a harp with three rows of strings. This instrument was played so much in Wales that it became known as the Welsh harp. Today it's considered the national instrument of Wales, and traditional Welsh folk music is often played on this harp. "My grandfather was in a choir," Owen told Ben. "He told me that the first time he left his village was when he was 23, when his choir sang in a competition in Cardiff. He used to tell me stories of his life in the village. He said that when he was a boy, choirs were a natural part of village life. I can still hear his voice saying, 'When I was a lad, you did what your father did. You left school, got a job in the mines, and became a member of a choir. That's how it was in the village.'" Wales in films and TV. The Welsh countryside is a great location for films because it has an interesting and diverse landscape. Beautiful long coasts, high mountains and magnificent cliffs. In Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, there is a scene when Harry and his friends hide in Dobby's shell cottage. This cottage was built especially for the film on the sandy beach of Pembrokeshire, West Wales. Although the cottage isn't there anymore, you can still walk along the beach and imagine you are walking with Harry, Hermione and Ron. In 2010, this same location was chosen for the film Robin Hood. This time, it was used to present a ferocious battle. Horsemen dressed in armour and with flags in their hands galloped along the beach. The main actor, Russell Crowe, liked the location so much that he camped on the sand for several nights instead of flying back to his luxurious hotel in London. American actress Kristen Stewart was also fascinated by the beautiful Pembrokeshire sands when she played Snow White in the film Snow White and the Huntsman, 2012. There is an exciting scene in which Snow White rides with 80 men on horseback, and this was filmed along Marlowe's Sands in Pembrokeshire. Doctor Who. Doctor Who is a British science fiction television series which began in 1963 and continued until 1989. It was later revived in 2005 due to popular demand. The series is about a doctor who travels in time in his special time travel machine, the TARDIS. The series is filmed in South Wales. For tourists who like science fiction, filming and technology, a visit to the Doctor Who experience in Cardiff Bay is a must. There, they can learn about the filming of Doctor Who and see many of the different props, like the TARDIS, the monsters, and the costumes that appear in the series. They can also discover how they create the amazing special effects. It's a very interesting and popular attraction.